Sorry, my wall clock seems a little louder than normal today for some reason. This is Nikki from HypnoFantasy.com. I have a question for you. Well, two questions, actually. The first is, do you want to be hypnotized? I thought so. Then my second question is, what if I let you simply lie there, listening to the sound of my voice, but didn't do anything or say anything hypnotic? What would happen if you just lay there for the next 15 minutes or so and listened to the sound of my voice, and the sound of my voice alone? Well, and my clock. How long would it be until you fell under my spell? No matter what I was saying to you, how long would it be? After all, we both know that the sound of my voice affects you at a different level than my words affect you. And so I am very sure that simply speaking to you, simply pouring the sound of my voice into your waiting mind, will be enough to put you under my spell. Imagine yourself lying there, possibly naked, just listening to the sound of my voice. When it comes right down to it, boy, do you really even care what I'm saying to you? After all, your hypnotized mind doesn't know nor care what is happening. And so you listen. You hear the sound of my voice. You feel it drifting through your mind. You sense it affecting you in ways you cannot control and cannot entirely understand. The warm, soft sound of my voice affects you in a most profound way, and you no longer possess the desire or the ability to resist it. It's as if my voice itself has become a trigger. Did you ever truly pay attention to what happens to you when you listen to the sound of my voice? I'm sure that generally you are far too busy slipping into hypnosis, which effectively prevents any coherent thoughts about what is happening. But now, simply listening to me with no hypnotic implications at all, are you aware of what is happening as you listen to the sound of my voice? First, your body has become rather heavy and comfortable. Your muscles feel limp and loose, so very relaxed. This is the most noticeable effect of hearing the sound of my voice. Rapid and complete relaxation. Second, your awareness of outside things has diminished. The more you listen to the sound of my voice, the less important everything else seems. And so, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you quickly find yourself fixated upon it. Third, your thoughts tend to become disjointed. It becomes more and more difficult to think clearly or to hold any single thought in your mind for more than a second or two. My voice is far more powerful than your own thoughts, and so it easily washes them away, so gently, so softly, that you might not even notice that I now control your mind. These, then, are the things that happen when you listen to the sound of my voice. And if you combine that with the seductive enticement of a hypnotic induction, or the sheer power of a hypnotic trigger, it is easy to understand how you find the sound of my voice impossible to resist. Let me ask you, how long do you think you could resist my voice, boy? If I were to ask you to simply lie there and listen to the sound of my voice, how long would it be before you simply surrendered to it? How long before it simply overwhelmed you, gently taking control of your mind, without me even trying to hypnotize you? Could you resist, boy? Would you resist? I do admit that the idea of me simply talking with you about nothing in particular, and still seeing your eyes losing focus as your mind lets go, it's very exciting. I know I have this power, boy. I am comfortable with it. I love knowing I can turn a boy into a mindless plaything simply by using the power of my voice. I know I can guide a boy to a place where he can and will do anything for me. Anything at all. Simply with the power of my voice. Are you relaxed, boy? Are you focused on the sound of my voice? Are your thoughts clouding? Will you do anything for me right now, boy? Anything at all? It's been a little more than 5 minutes, and you are completely under my spell. My voice has relaxed you, captivated you, and opened your mind to me. Right now, you can and will do anything for me. Anything at all. Listen to me, boy. Listen to the sound of my voice. Focus on the sound of my voice. Feel my power over you becoming stronger, more complete. The longer you listen to the sound of my voice, the more natural it becomes to surrender to the power of my voice. The more you listen to the sound of my voice, the more willingly you surrender to the power of my voice. My voice surrounds you, controls you, makes you my mindless plaything, drifts into the deepest corner of your mind, accessing hidden places, making you more and more open to the power of my voice. The mere sound of my voice instantly affects you, and you are unable to resist. Imagine yourself sitting in a dark, silent room. After a moment, you realize it is not completely silent. You hear a sound, a distant, faint sound. You listen more carefully, and the sound becomes louder and louder. It is a very pleasant sound, very soothing. As it becomes louder, you realize it is a voice, a woman's voice. And very soon after that, you realize It is my voice. Instantly, your body relaxes. You slump heavily into the chair as your muscles let go. Your breathing automatically becomes slow, deep, and gentle. My voice is the only sound you hear. You sit in the darkness, your body helpless, your mind locked on the sound of my voice. You hear nothing else. You don't even care about anything else. And then, very quickly, your mind begins to let go. Your thoughts cloud. You feel dazed, dreamy, even a little drowsy. My voice seeps into your mind, quieting your confused thoughts, replacing them with my own thoughts. You allow this to happen. You want this to happen. And it does happen. You fall under the spell of my voice and sink completely under my control. You probably don't even realize what has happened. From the moment you heard the sound of my voice until the moment you surrendered yourself to the sound of my voice was just under 2 minutes, boy. Is that all it takes, boy? Just 2 minutes of listening to the sound of my voice and you are under my control? Or maybe it wouldn't even take that long. After all, you are a perfect hypnotic subject and a wonderfully mindless plaything. I would bet that a boy like you would fall under my spell in less than a minute and a half. Let's find out, shall we? Open your eyes, boy. I'm sure they've closed in the past few minutes, so open them up again and stretch a little. Yawn if you need to. Good. Now, let's begin. Clock ticking. Timer starting now. Focus on the sound of my voice, boy. Listen to me. Listen to the sound of my voice. Let it seep into your mind and body. Feel it happening. So warm, so soft, so safe. Trust me, boy. Just listen to the sound of my voice. Yes, go ahead. Feel your body relaxing. And your eyelids are already closing again. Aren't they, boy? Let my voice do what it does best. Just listen to the sound of my voice, and let it happen. And it is happening, boy. You can't stop it. You want it too much. My voice is affecting you, and you love it. Listen to me. Listen to the sound of my voice. Just listen. And everything else will happen all by itself. You are mine now, boy. You are under my spell. There, a minute and a half. And you really are spellbound. You are truly my mindless plaything. I love those words. Mindless plaything. How does it feel when I remind you that you are my mindless plaything, boy? Does it arouse you? Does it make you realize just how complete my control over you is? My voice has a power over you that you cannot resist. And from this point on, each and every time you hear me say or type the words, mindless plaything, you will find that your desire and your ability to be my mindless plaything becomes stronger and stronger. How does it feel, boy, to be under my control, under the spell of my voice, and yet not even be in an actual hypnotic trance. Imagine how easy it would be right now for me to drop you into a very deep, responsive, suggestible, hypnotic sleep. Such a good boy. That's how easy it is for me to hypnotize you, boy. You simply can't resist me. Even just the sound of my voice is powerful enough to give me control of your mind and body. So there is really no way for you to prevent me from hypnotizing you. After all, the instant you hear the sound of my voice, you lose your ability to control what happens. It's time to wake up now, boy. I will count to three and bring you out of trance. One, so deeply hypnotized. So aware of the power that my voice has over you. Two, coming up slowly, dreamily, and easily. Three, open your eyes and awaken when you're ready, boy. Good. Until next time I hypnotize you, boy.